Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to encourage you today. I know that you have seen, you know, some dissatisfaction out there. I mean, you look at what's going on in the economy and you're looking at what's going on in the jobs right now. Pat, I think unemployment is around 9-10%. You know, and there's a lot of people that are unemployed, and people that are working right now, they are carrying a heavy load. I've been hearing report after report about how departments are shrinking and, and, you know, employees are having to pick up extra loads and do some extra things. And so, you know, people are taxed out there, and you start hearing people become dissatisfied. It's all like, oh my goodness, I'm working harder, I'm doing more things. And you start hearing this grumbling, you know, you hear people are dissatisfied about their marriages, and you know, they're just not happy, and just maybe looking and searching is like, what, you know, what is going on? You know, people are dissatisfied about their lifestyles, you know, want to have more, got to have more, you know, it's like, what is, and you're hearing this, and maybe you're hearing it at work, or you're hearing it amongst your family, or maybe you're hearing it amongst your friends, and it can be contagious. I mean, you know what I mean? It's goodness, this thing gets in your spirit, man. It gets locked in. You're like, you start looking around saying, I think I deserve that Mercedes Benz. We're like, what was I thinking? You know what I'm saying? We're blessed, you know, but this it's amazing how dissatisfied one can become, you know? And I believe that this is a major strategy of the enemy, Pat. This is a major strategy to get us to be focused on ourselves. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my goodness. If it, you know, I remember a long time ago, Joyce Myers used to go around like a robot saying, what about me? What about me? What about me?
I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? But it really, it's to become self-focused and totally absorbed with what is going on in our lives. And the truth is that God didn't call us to live a self-centered life. He really didn't. You know, the Lord wants us not for everything to revolve around us, but really for us to revolve around the Lord.
That's right.
Isn't that the truth?
That's true.
So, you know, he should be front and center of our heart. You know, he should be the one to fully satisfy. You know, you always got to be careful when you say, man, if I just had this job, everything would be, you're like, careful.
Right.
You know, it's like, did I just live the, you know, if I just got married, this would be so much easier, you know, you know, if my kids, oh my goodness, if my kids were just, and it's like, whatever we put, if we're literally raising up before God,
That's right.
And it's like, oh my goodness, you know, and man's chief end, Pat, listen to this. Man's chief end is to glorify God. And if you're a believer, God made you to glorify him. You know, we talked about it. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you breathe, the way you look, the way you act, the things that make you, you. You're one of a kind. You know, David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knows full well. I'm like, good gracious, David knew he was a bad man. It's like, you know, I'm like, all right, David, you know, self-confidence, you know your God and know he says you're good, you know.
That's right.
But think about it. That's like, wow, that's pretty cool. And so God wants us to glorify him, right? Because that's what it's all about.
That's what we're made to do, right?
Hello? That's what we're made to do. And life doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. For the believer, it really doesn't make sense if you're focused just on yourself. I don't know if you knew this, Pat, but you know that the moon, you know, we have moonlight, full moon, you see, you know, the lights up everything. The moon doesn't have any light of its own. It actually reflects the light of the sun.
That's right.
It has no glory of its own. And in this type of media age where you're seeing, I mean, everybody wants to be in front of a camera.
Oh, I know, right?
Everybody's living for a Facebook photo. It's like, you know, it's like, oh my goodness. You know, it's like, it's not about us. And there's different areas in our life that we can begin to really think about and really begin to look at how, as a believer, how can I in my life, how can I begin to give God, the creator, the manager of the Jesus, who saved me, Pat, who rescued me, you know, I needed a lot of rescue. I needed a lot of rescuing.
Talking about myself.
I'm with you. But you think about, like, man, how can I I only have one life, Pat. Mm-hmm. We only have one life. And that's to remember, you know, I try to really remember this. If I had 1,000 lives, Pat, I'd give him 1,000. Mm-hmm. He's just so good.
That's right.
And he's rescued me and saved me from so much.
Oh, I know.
You know, if you're listening, I know we've talked, and I'm sure our radio listeners, you know, if you've had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ and he has saved you, you know what I'm talking about. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And it's like, wow. God, what can I bring to you? What's a sense of gratitude? Well, how can I glorify you in my life? And there's some key areas that we can do that. I mean, you know, one way a believer believer can glorify God is in their purity. You sure. know, what we think about, what do we meditate on? What do we see? What do we, the motives of our heart, keeping ourselves pure, mm-hmm. keeping ourselves right in our minds. That is a way that God can get glory. You know, what about if your family? Mm-hmm. Think about that. You know, there's husbands, there's wives, there's children, there's, you know, everyone in the family plays a role and has a responsibility. You know, right. we like to talk about that. Everybody in the family plays a responsibility.
That's right.
And has a role. And you know, Pat, we can glorify God in those roles.
That's right.
If you're a parent, you can glorify God by how you raise your children. If you're a son or a daughter, you can glorify God, give God glory by how you obey your parents and do what they tell you to do, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is so important because sometimes we're wondering and thinking, you know, am I insignificant? Does God see me? Well, we know that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. We know this. We know that God's eyes. But sometimes we get attacked and say, you know, do I have to do this huge, amazing thing for God to shine on me? Do I have to do this out, you know, over the top platform experience or something where, mm-hmm. where God says, oh, I'm no, every single day, you and I, every moment, every hour, really,
all right,
we have a chance to say, you know, God, today, this breath, this moment, this life, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to glorify you because you're worthy. You're worthy. You know, you think about our character and our integrity. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. We can glorify God in our integrity.
Amen.
Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doing what we say we're going to do. Doing the right thing. You know, man may not see it. Man may not get it. And, you know, oftentimes when you have to do the right thing, mm-hmm. oftentimes you're doing it when no one's looking.
That's right.
You know, sometimes, you know, integrity means that you're going to do something even if it costs you something.
Right. That's the sweetest worship.
Exactly. Because, you know what? It costs you.
That's right.
It costs you. You know, and others may want to get away with it. And it's like, but you're not doing this for people. You're doing it for God.
That's
you're
right.
doing it for him because his eyes are on you.
That's right.
Your finances. I mean, Greg talks about this all the time. And he's quoting, you know, George Barna. But 97% of the church mm-hmm. in America, I believe.
Right.
Not even tithing, Pat. Oh, not even tithing.
That's amazing. That's unbelievable.
It's like, how can we glorify God? How can God get honor if we're literally robbing from God? Mm. I mean, we've got to have the proper perspective. When you realize that you belong to God and he belongs to you and this is a relationship, you even recognize that your financial purchases are spiritual decisions. You know what I'm saying? Because you're honoring God. You're not wasting. You're thinking. You're not spending money on garbage or sin or whatever. You're mm-hmm. thinking, but you know what you're going to do with that? Because sure. really, your finances represent your life.
That's right.
You know, when you spend your money, you're spending your life. So, what are you spending your life on? All right, we're talking about how can God get glory. I'm talking to you about how you can be encouraged today. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about how you can begin to start living as a believer a fulfilled, satisfied, faith-filled life, knowing every day, every hour that my God's eyes are upon me, and I'm going to glorify him to the best of my ability with the grace of God. Amen?
Amen. So, that's good.
So I just get a little excited, Pat, you know, but, you know, I think about this stuff. You think about your entrustments, the things that God's given you, you know, are mm-hmm. they mine, hoarding things, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. oh, you can't. That you can't use that, you know, and oh my goodness, you know, well, last thing I want to talk about really, Pat, is mm-hmm. A break. Okay. I talk about work.
Right.
And I'll tell you, if you've been working and right now, sometimes if you believe you can, like I said, you can become disillusioned. You can come to a place where you're like, okay, the economy is rough. Mm-hmm. Other people's voices are in your ears, which is I recommend that if people are in your ear, get them out of your ear if they're not speaking faith things. Get them out because you got to contend for what they're saying. You got to contend
with those words.
Absolutely. They go down, right? Especially if it's gossip, like choice morsels down on the inside. And now you got to walk away with, oh my goodness, they spoke in my ear. Mm-hmm. But maybe you've become comfortable at your workplace. Maybe you become loose and bored. I mean, think about it. You know, someone could be working out there today and they're realizing, you know, my job, I'm not really, you know, I'm not enjoying what I'm doing. You know, I don't see any room for advancement. I'm not getting paid much, and I don't see any room for advancement or more pay. You get careful because you can slip into a thing where you're just trying to survive 8 hours. I'm just doing my job.
That's right.
I don't know if you remember the old Dunkin' Donuts commercial where the guy would get up every morning, time to make the donuts. Time to make the donuts. And he'd just wake up and just like a robot and just do his job, do his thing, you know, or like Fred Flintstone, you know, all right, Bunny Rubble. We're dating ourselves, man. You know, but when the little bird screams, it's time to go home, you know, and he slides down the tail. If that's what we're thinking, then we're not really thriving as believers. We're just trying to survive. And I want to encourage you that you can reclaim your work. Maybe tradition, you know, has told you that your work was insignificant and the only thing spiritual that you can do actually happens in a building, if you
will,
the church gathers, and that, you know, the, whatever you do 40, 50 hours a week has no significance. Let me tell you today. Mm-hmm. Your work has value before God.
That's right.
It has value. I mean, Colossians says that whatever you do, Pat, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men. Oh, my goodness. So the first thing you can do, really, is you can start to begin to appreciate the job that you have. You know, and I said, stop sweating the job that you don't have.
That's right.
And start appreciating the job that you do have.
Amen,
you know,
Amen.
It's amazing how that job, when you first had it, boy, you were happy to get there.
He was all excited.
Man, 30 minutes early, you know, hour early, sitting in the parking lot waiting to show up. I can stay late, no problem. Mm-hmm. You know, and they got benefits and all this type of stuff. Ooh, this is a good job. And then after a while, we become familiar. And it's like, you got to start appreciating the job that you do have. Remember that this is what the Lord is using to take care of you and your family. Mm-hmm. This is how your family is being taken care of. This is how what's helping you take, you know, feed the family and take care of all the needs that, you know, a family has. It's important.
That's right.
You know, and you got to remind yourself, appreciate the job that you do have. The second thing is, remember that your job doesn't define you. Oh, my goodness. You know, I've spoken to so many believers over the years, and it's amazing. And sometimes men are a little more susceptible to this, but it's amazing how, you know, you can fall into a trap where your job defines who you are. Let me tell you, your job doesn't define. Your job is not your purpose. Your job is the place where you fulfill your purpose, you know, and God is watching. And whatever you do, you can do it all to the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Dude, can I say dude on VFN Radio? Dude.
You can say dude.
Dude, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. That is so awesome that God loves us so much and he just allows us to do our work, whatever we're doing, you know, with the mindset, with the intention, with the idea that, man, I'm doing this for Jesus Christ.
Right.
I'm doing this for the Lord. And when I'm recognized, when the spotlight comes on me, when they recognize me, hey, I'm just going to reflect the glory and say, oh, not in a cheesy way, you know, how they go, you know, point finger up, you know, but you're going to do it in a way that's honorable and respectable and true humility. It's like, you know what? Hey, like the runner said, listen, I'm nothing special. You know, God just gave me this gift and I'm going to use it. And instead of using it for myself, I'm going to say, hey, this is all about God, all about Jesus and what he's done for me.
Right.
You know, the last thing really is to recapture your motivation and recapture that motivation again. You know, maybe you were working for the raise, but the raise didn't come.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Pat? Maybe you were working for the advancement, but they gave it to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you were working to buy the extra toys and to buy these other things, but the cost of living has risen and you had a setback and now it's like, well, I got more bills than paycheck. I want to save more month in bills. And,
yeah, right.
You know, I'm just working to pay these bills off right now. Have, mm-hmm. you know, much recapture your motor. I'm trying to give you hope. I'm really trying, because this is so good. When you recapture your motivation for why you get up every day and leave your house, you should be leaving with a pep in your step, Pat, and a stride in your glide. You know what I'm saying? Really? Because you're saying, man, today,
yeah.
these 24 hours, you know, yesterday's over with, tomorrow mm-hmm. may never come.
That's right.
But Pat, today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. All you and I have is today.
That's it.
And that's all we have. So if we can live in the moment, if you will, mm-hmm. for God, mm-hmm. live in the moment, say, you know what? This hour, these days, I'm going to do everything that I can do to give the Lord Jesus Christ glory out of my life. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.